Thank you and good afternoon. Monday morning, a sheriff's deputy on routine patrol on Cock Robin Island Road in Lolita noticed a black SUV parked on a boat ramp. When the deputy approached the vehicle, not only did he smell a strong odor of marijuana, he also contacted 21-year-old Yazelle Bautista and the driver, 29-year-old Soya Yang. A background check of the two confirmed that Bautista was wanted on a felony warrant out of Missouri, while Yang was on probation out of Sacramento County. A search of the vehicle turned up 2 1-pound bags of marijuana inside a duffel bag, along with methamphetamine, a glass pipe, and an illegal magazine for a Glock 9mm handgun. Bautista and Yang were both arrested and booked in a county jail, and during the booking process, a correctional deputy located 2 grams of additional meth and 2 grams of cocaine on Bautista's person. Bautista and Yang acquired numerous drug charges. Around 4 o'clock Monday morning, a sheriff's deputy was sent to the Murphy's Market in Trinidad after the store alarm was sounded. Upon arrival, the deputy first noticed that the front glass door to the market was broken. A second deputy arrived on scene for assistance, and neither deputy could locate any suspects inside or around the market. An unknown suspect used a rock to smash open the front glass door, and the suspect then stole an unknown amount of cigarettes and alcohol. The investigation into the burglary is ongoing. At this morning's County Board of Supervisors meeting, the board unanimously agreed to send the FCC a letter stating their opposition to the proposed AT&T acquisition of DirecTV. The letter claims that consolidation of media ownership reduces competition, threatens media localism, and harms information diversity. Access Humboldt Executive Director Sean McLaughlin said that we agree with the findings and recommendations in the letter, and we appreciate the board's leadership to advance local community interest. McLaughlin also cited that the board's letter strongly aligned with Access Humboldt's position. Mendocino County could be facing a lawsuit. Dan Squire has more.
Mendocino County could be facing a lawsuit by the ACLU because Mendocino, along with Del Norte County and 6 other counties in California, require that all traffic citation fees be paid in full before the violator can stand before a judge and have that citation adjudicated. The ACLU argues that requirement violates due process and that with the steep price that a traffic ticket carries in California means thousands of drivers in Mendocino County and millions across the state risk losing their driving privileges if they can't afford to pay the fines up front. Mendocino County has until May 28th to respond to the ACLU complaint or face a lawsuit for its traffic ticket practices.
Thank you, Dan. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills was on Monday's Talk Shop, and one of the topics discussed were the impending budget cuts by the city of Eureka. The Humboldt Bay Fire Department has to cut $700,000, and the Eureka Police Department is looking at cutting more than $1 million from their budget. Chief Mills said that he figured there were some issues with the budget initially, but he did not anticipate the severity.
I think that we were aware that there was it was going to be a tight budget. We were aware that there were some issues with the budget, but I don't think at this severity. So when you get basically a bill from the Department of Finance saying, hey, you're going to have to cut $1.2 million, and dropped my jaw on the ground and said, okay, we have to figure this out.
Along with help from other department personnel and Eureka City Manager Greg Sparks, Mills was able to reduce the amount he needs to cut.
So when I get that bill, we sat down, went over all those numbers, and we were able to get it reduced because the other department heads and Greg were willing to work with me on that and to say, okay, let's make sure this is as fine-tuned as we can get. And we're still working on that, but we were able to reduce it from $1.2 million to $834,000.
Mills said that the decisions made were not easy to make, and he doesn't think that emergency service will be impacted. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.